Parsha Kitavo begins with the mitzvah of Bikurim, the primary part of the parsha, the brachos and the klolos, the blessings and the curses that will befall Klai Yisrael if they listen to Hashem or if they do not listen to Hashem. Within the parsha we have Moshe Rabbeinu commanding Klai Yisrael about something that will happen when they cross over the Yarden. Moshe and the elders commanded the people, saying, "Observe the entire commandment that I command you this day. It shall be on the day that you cross the Jordan to the land of Hashem. Your God gives you, you shall set up great stones, you shall coat them with plaster, you shall inscribe on them the words of the Torah." And then we have six tribes on Har Gerizim, six on Har Eval, and Levim in the middle. And they go through a brit, a covenant, at that will happen at that point. In describing this event, the Chumash tells us the following. We're in Perek of Zayin, Pasuk Tet. This is the Pasuk that we work with in Mirz Hashem today. Moshe and the Kohanim, the Levites, spoke to all of Israel, saying, "Hasket u'shma." Hasket is a very interesting word. "Be attentive and hear, O Israel. This day you have become a people to Hashem your God. Hayom hazeh niyeta la'am la'Hashem elokecha. You shall hearken to the voice of Hashem your God. You shall perform all His commandments, His decrees, which I command you today." So the obvious question, which is brought in Minchas Michal, source number 3, Nitkashu mefarshim, ma perush hayom hazeh niyeta la'am. Right, we're talking about the covenant that Klai Yisrael are going to have at Har Gerizim and at Har Eval. We're talking about the final words that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Klal Yisrael, and he says to them, "Hayom hazeh niyetem la'am." Today you've become a people. Varei arim shana kodem niyu la'am. Didn't they become a people 40 years before? What are we referring to? Hayom hazeh. Today you became a people. So that's our overarching question. The secondary question that we have is found in source number 4. Ubi Rashi. Rashi understands this. Bechol yom yu beinecha kilo hayom batemo babrit. Every day you should see yourself as if you've come into the covenant with God. And indeed, the Das Torah in source number 5 points out that there are a number of times in our parsha where you have this phrase, hayom hazeh. Hayom hazeh means this day. And Rashi understands in each of these cases that, right, Perek Kavav, Pasuk Tet Zayin, Uberashi bechol yom yu beinecha chadashim ki ilu bo bayom nitzavita lehem. You should see it as if you've been commanded today. So ask the Das Torah, why is Rashi over and over again saying the same exact thing? And he says, you learn from here. El shevemet ein zinyan shel drasha bilvad el klolahu shekala Torah. The Torah here is teaching us a fundamental principle. Shall call mitzvah mitzvah. Yesh ba din shel chadashim, din shel hayom hazeh. With every mitzvah we do, we should have in mind as if this is the day we've been commanded to do this mitzvah, as if this is the first time we're doing it. Hincha ba'ta b'brit, yeh b'necha kilo hayom, ha'pam rishon shincha ba'b'brit, ha'kol chadashim. We're making a covenant right now, the people and God. You should look at it as this is the first day of the covenant. So we see from Rashi and the Das Torah, Hayom Hazeh, what day is this referring to? It's referring to every moment of every day. You should see it as whatever you're doing as new. To which the Das Raga asks a very obvious question in source number 4, V'yesh L'tmoa. Hello, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Babitrunyim Birotav. Hashem doesn't expect us to do what we're incapable of. And therefore, Torah doesn't demand us to do something beyond our capabilities. For us to feel renewed and rejuvenated and new every single time, that seems to be above and beyond what we're capable of doing. How can Rashi tell us, how can Chazal, how can the Chumash expect of us to have this status, this state of mind of newness at all times? So, again, the overall arching question, Hayom Hazeh, today, what day is this? Secondary question is, how do we understand that we're able to achieve this? What day are we referring to? So Rashi tells us in source number 2, Hayom Hazeh Niyeta La'am, this day you become a people. When Moshe gave his newly written Torah scroll to the Levites for safekeeping, the rest of the nation protested, saying that someday the Levites might say the Torah is theirs exclusively, and the rest of the people of those sharing it. Moshe rejoiced at this demonstration of love and reverence for the Torah because it proved that the people had matured and become worthy of being called a people. This is Rashi to Parakaftet, Pasuk Gimel. So what are we referring to, Hayom Hazeh? We're going to see quite a number of answers. Answer number one, Hayom Hazeh is the day that the Torah was given to the Levites as safekeeping, and that day the people said, hey, it's not fair, why are only they getting in and not us? On that day, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayom Hazeh, you became a people. Let's try to understand this first level a little bit. So he says, in the asterisk, source 7, L'titchel Yom quotes Rosh Shlomo Berman, who says, Rosh Yeshiva Panovich, he says, Harei lanu shayombo nase la'am, eino ayombo kibalnu t'Torah. The day we really became a people is not the day we got the Torah, but specifically many years later, when Klal Yisrael said, Anachz rotzim et ha-Torah, dafka loto hayom nemar hayom hazeh niyet la'am, ve'oto yom shem bikshu et ha-Torah az hem niyu la'am. When the people want the Torah for themselves, right? To be able to superimpose and give Torah on them, albeit they said Nasta v'nishma, is one thing. But when the people start clamoring and saying, hey, you're giving only the Sefer Torah to the safekeeping of Levi, where are we? At that moment, the people are saying, full force, the Torah's ours. It's for all of us. All of us want to safekeep it. All of us want to be involved with the Torah. At that moment, the people have proved themselves that this is real for them. This is what they desire. And at that moment, they've become a people. The Titrao Yom quotes a Netziv who says that Shevet Levi was set aside to carry the items in the Mishkan. They were set aside to be the ones to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And because of this role, source number 9, they were the ones who were going to teach Torah to Am Yisrael. And this is really hand-in-hand with the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, because this was Levi's job, Yerucha, you know, Mishpatech Eliyakov. This is their job, is to teach Torah. And this was the Taina Shel Am Yisrael, that they said, Lama Tata Pamalya Shel Torah, Pepula Shel Torah L'Shevet Levi. We all got Torah in Har Sinai. We all want to keep Torah, and we all want Lumo Torah and Lafitz Torah. We all want to spread Torah. And when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they have this bikush, Shem Lo Mistapkim in the asterisk in 29, Rakshil Medu Otam, when he saw that it wasn't enough for them just to learn Torah, Elorotzim Batzimam Lumod Bamalo Shel Torah, Zemaresh and Asula Am, Ki Shevet Levi Zay Yeshivos. Shevet Levi represents the learning of Torah. And you see here that this is the desire of Klal Yisrael. This is the hallmark of what Klal Yisrael is about. If we had to describe what are the Jewish people about, yes, there are many cultural aspects, right? You know, the bagels and lox, so to speak, lahavdil, obviously. What is the Jewish people about? What's the characteristic of Am Yisrael? It's lilmod ululamed lishmor velasod, and it's all of the above. To learn, to teach, to keep, and to do. And that is what, when Klal Yisrael showed their desire for all of that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know what? You've become the nation. This is what Klal Yisrael is all about. Just to take this idea just a drop further, this level, that this was the day that we became a people, Siftei Dat quotes the Sfasemes. And he says on the Chazal Lurnan Hasketu Shema, listen, you should break yourselves on Torah, because Torah is only given to someone who's meimid atzmola. Haskate in the idea of not only just to listen, but you have to have a meilus b'Torah. You have to work on Torah. Kasher Adam in the Arrow 10 meimid atzmola Torah. When a person really works hard at trying to understand Torah, trying to integrate Torah, b'vaday shatara chokeket roshem epnimiyuto, then Torah becomes yours, right? It's not just, you know, like reading a novel, a havdil, right? It's obviously you have to work on it. What does it mean? What is it teaching me? How do I understand it? What are the different layers? And the more I work on something, and the more I struggle over it, and the more I give my all on it, the more it becomes part of me. And that's why if you just learn it on a very shitri level, on a very superficial level, it doesn't make that same impression. And this is what Klal Yisrael are saying. Haskaitu Shema Klai Yisrael are saying is that this is the type of Torah we want. We want a Torah that we're going to work on. We're going a Torah that we're going to struggle with. We want it to become part of us. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hayom HaZeh Nehiyeta La'av. When you have this desire that you're ready to work at Torah and you're ready to make it part and parcel of who you are, that it's your life force, then Torah is ready to be given to you. You know, it reminds me, purely random, nothing to do with much. I went to visit somebody this week, an apartment in Harnof. And they have problems with their building. The kids are breaking down the front door, and you know, so they have a sign on the door, Meshoch, right, which means pull, in order to open the door, because the door is broken, so you have to really pull on it. So when I visited this person, I said, "Wow, you live, right, in such a holy building. Every time you see Meshoch, don't you think of Meshoch Avdecha and Ritzoncha? Pull me, right, to be able to do your Ritzon Hashem." So she looked at me like, and I said, you know, this is like, you got to think along the lines of a word should trigger with you, Yirat Shamayim, because that becomes part of who you are. It's not just pulling a door. It's Meshoch Avdecha Ritzoncha. It's pulling yourself to do the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says here, and this is very important, he says in source number 9, he says, source 11. Ki ayam zeh yom yuchad. This was a special day. Yom bohu shlam tikunam shel Yisrael v'nu nasu kibriya chadasha. On this day they became like new. Ve'olau tamoshe l'madrega shel am skula. They become on that level of the exalted nation, the chosen nation. Ki makbilah l'divrei gemara. V'yom zeh ki Yisrael l'malat mi shatar miskayemet bo. And this is going to be a people that Torah is going to be within them and is going to survive through them. For eternity. This day that we got that hallmark of being that Am Skula was not necessarily, not specifically on the day we got the Torah, nor on the day that we left Egypt where the Mishkan was built, but rather, and here's very important, Eladafka b'sof shnot ha-midbar. To be able to reach this level of really working on Torah and being able to achieve this title of Torah is part of us takes hard work. You had to go through Acharei Shavru called Yisurei Midbar. They had to go through all the challenges in the Midbar. Rak Acharei Shesardu b'nisim et nechashim v'asrafim, all the miracles, all the milchamas, all the nisyonos, all the war, all the challenges. After they really worked on themselves, then they can reach this level of being the Am Skula. You know, it reminds me of, my daughter has a friend who's been in Shiduchim for a number of years, and she wants to marry the next Gadol Dor, and she's been looking for Reb Chaim. And people have said to her, I have a little secret to tell you. At 21, you're not going to marry the Gadol Hador. Because at 21, there's no Gadol Hador. No one's a Gadol Hador at 21. You have potential. You have what to work with. But he's not there. And that's what we need to understand, is that sometimes, you know, we want that final product right here and right now. And it's not going to happen. The final product has to be after hard work. And this is one of the things my daughter said to me, that she, you know, when I asked her about her chassid, she says, he's somebody who I know I can build with, somebody I know I can work with. That's the vision. He's not, you know, the Gadol Dor right now. Will he be? Mirtz Hashem, he may be. But it's a point of departure with the mindset of working. And that's how we have to look at life. If anyone thinks that there's a Gadol Dor 21, they're selling themselves into a fantasy land. What you have to see is potential. What you have to see is what to work with. But know that the end result is really where we're at. It's the hard work. And it's only through hard work. And it's only through building. And it's only going through struggles in life that we can reach to be that Am Skula. So the first idea is, Hayom HaZeh Nehiyeta La'am, what day is this day? It's the day at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life when Klal Yisrael want the Sefer Torah. When Klal Yisrael are saying that we've struggled over Torah. Torah is ours. And when they make that assertion, then it really becomes theirs. And that is what we have to understand, that it's only through hard work that we can become anything. And particularly in this period of time, you know, people want to have the best Rosh Hashanah and the best Yom Kippur and amazing Sukkot and be on the spiritual high. I have a little secret to tell you. It starts on Tu B'Av. It really starts in Shvat, the Bali Musar say. But at least the 3 weeks Tu B'Av, from Tu B'Av on, you start writing Siva Chasima Tova, right? You start working on the Yom HaDin, and then you, every day in Elul, you're adding your Avoda, your Kapitul Te'elam, your Chesed, whatever it is, whatever you've taken on, you have to work. If you think you're going to walk into Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and say, wow, you're fooling yourself. Hayom HaSen, Yet Olam. How do you become a nation? Through struggle and through hard work. That's idea number one. The second idea, the second level of when is Hayom HaSen Yet Olam, if we go back to source number 6, Minchas Vichal, Rav Rabibo, who says the following. The Medrash says, Gimel Britot Karad HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael. There were three covenants that Hashem had with Klal Yisrael. Echad Kishiyatzu Mitzrayim, once when they left Egypt, Ve'echad B'Choreif, and once in Har Sinai, Ve'echad Kan, once here in Arvos Moav. V'lama Karad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mahem Kan, why here? Mipnei Shotah Britcha Karad Imam Sinai, but Luha V'amru Elohel Chisrael. Because the covenant they had at Har Sinai became broken when they had the golden calf. Luficha chazar v'karari mamkan v'kaval le'klolon l'misha choser b'tvarav. So here we have a new brit of a new covenant with between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai. So this is called the brit of Arvos Moav. Source 12, Rav Monk. This day you have become people to Hashem, your God. Rashi to 29:28 notes that it's only here at the covenant in the plains of Moav, Arvos Moav, that the people of Israel took responsibility for each other's public actions. From this point on, each person was obligated to safeguard the integrity of Israel against openly committed sins. So here, we Hayom HaZeh Niyeh Tala'am, now we become a people. Parshat Yitzav, in the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. What was unique about today? Today we enter into a brit with Hashem. We enter into a covenant with Hashem. And part of this covenant, which is unique about this covenant, is our revus, is surety, that we have mutual responsibility for all members of Klal Yisrael. And this, the Shemin HaTov of Weinberger points out, this explains why Rashi seems to be repeating himself a lot. And he says, in Pasuk Tet Zayin, it says, Hayom HaZeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha, source 13 in the bracket, Lasod Et HaChukim, and Rashi says, Bechol Yom Yubeinecha Kechadashim, Kilu Bo Bayom Nitzavit Aleihem. You should look at it every day as if you've been commanded. So why does Rashi say the same thing here, right? So he answers, he says, Elo Debetman Hem Shnei Dvarim Nitzavitim. Rashi's really talking about two separate things. Originally in that pasuk, when it says "Yubeinecha kachadashim," that's how kol yachid v'yachid la'atzmo b'kima Torah mitzvos. Every individual, when you are involved in Torah mitzvos, you have to do it as if it's new. Haval kan hamedubar alayom niyeta la'am. Here, when it's talking about today, you have become a people. Here, it's about a bris. It's about the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here, when he says, "Bate mo bebrit v'seo brit l'kal adach Yisrael kulo b'tor am Hashem," so aside from the fact that we have to look at every day as if it's new, we have to look at our covenant as new every day, and the covenant is about the arevos, the surety that we have from one person to another, that we are taking upon ourselves this responsibility of being able to watch that we make sure that everyone does the Torah to the best of their ability. And this, aval yesh b'zeh gam inyan shel bitul yeshur atzmi, ve'eino rak osek b'tikun atzmo v'nishmato ela gam b'chaveiro. The brit that we're making here today, you should look at it as new, is about being able to know your place. It's not only about you. It's only thinking about yourself. It's also being very much concerned about the other person. It's about being able to step out and see what the other's needs are. And indeed, my friend, if we turn to the next page, Alekach Balibu, this is something that's really fundamental in our Avodas Hashem, and that we have to really pay more attention to. That not only is there a responsibility that I have to look at myself, and my Avodas Hashem is new, But I also have to look at the concept, we'll develop this now, Mirtz Hashem, of the Brit, of the covenant as new, and that there is part of this covenant a real responsibility of thinking about the other person. Blacha for Lipov in Parashat Bereishit points out the very famous Mishnah Sanhedrin. Why was a person created as an individual? Right, Adam Rishon was created Yechidi. She called him Mekayim Nefesh Achav Yisrael Kilukim Olam Olay. One who saves, one who upkeeps one soul in Israel, as if he upheld the whole world. So that's right. Right? This is very famous. Right, you save somebody's life, you save the whole world. The Beis Yisrael learns here the language of the Mishnah. It doesn't say Kol Mekayim Guf, anyone who saves a body. But it's called Mekayim Nefesh Achav Yisrael. Ikaria Nefesh. What's key here is the soul. Ki Atalat Guf Misakanat Davar Gadol. Of course, saving somebody is a major thing. Don't misunderstand that. Pikuach Nefesh Hu Davar Shakol Mizarzim Losato. We have to do whatever we can to save somebody. But here, the Mishnah in the bracket of 14 is emphasizing a Nefesh Achav. Shebe'et Shemachnis Yirat Shamayim B'Nefesh Adam. When you teach somebody, when you inspire somebody, when you create a nefesh, when you create a soul, it's as if you've created an entire world. And that's what we have to understand, to bring Yirat Shamayim and Torah into others, to be concerned about what others are doing, to teach others, to inspire others. It's not just enough to say, Shalom Alei Nafshi, and I'm keeping Torah mitzvot, Elul, I have to work on myself, and I have to work, and I can't think about anything else, and I just have to focus in on my Avodas Hashem, and I have to work into getting into Rosh Hashanah and where I'm at. That's very nice. That's wonderful. But as we saw last week about the stucca is about davening for other people, being concerned about other people. That's not only in stucca, that's in our Avodas Hashem and Torah and Tefillah as well, Tshuva and Tefillah. It's not only about you returning to God, it's about making sure others do as well. That Elul, you can't have blinders on and only think about yourself entering into the Yamim Noraim, into the holy days. You have to think about your neighbor, your family, your friends, your community. What can you do to inspire them? What can you do to teach them and to influence them? And obviously, he says during Parshat Bereishit, the Nachash who seduced Chava brought death into the world. Can you imagine if you inspire somebody to do something good, how much life you're going to bring into this world and to all other worlds? And he brings here in 15, we've spoken about this many times, Shemat Yamim B'Shem Kadmon, why is the heart of a person towards the left side of the body? Isn't the right side more of the predominant side? And the answer is, Ki Lev Hadam Eino B'Shvil Atzmo, our hearts are not really for ourselves. Double underline, Elo B'Shvil Azulat, our heart is to be able to be sensitive to somebody else, to feel the pain of somebody, to love somebody else. And therefore, it's on our left, which is to my neighbor's right. Because this is the point of being here, to be able to help out the other person. So indeed, it is on the right side. It's on the right side of my friend. So I'm able to give to him, I'm able to be empathic to him, I'm able to help him out. And that is what we have to focus in on. That when I bring somebody back, Hare Machzir Lo Et Hadmut V'Ke'en, the end of 17, Tchias HaMeitim, it's like I've resurrected a person when I've brought back this aspect in them. And this, Rabbi Fran speaks about, commenting on the words, V'Ahavta Et Hashem Elokecha, the Sifri states, Aveu Ala Brios. Make Hashem beloved by others. It seems that my earlier comparison of love Hashem to love our children's spouses was irreverent. Listen to the way the Rambam explains the Sifri. Just as one who loves a person will want others to be enamored with him or her, so too one who truly loves Hashem will want others to love him as well. Who is the prime example? A person who loves Hashem so much he spent his life sharing his love with others. The Rambam concludes we should follow the teaching of the Sifri and make Hashem beloved by others like Avram our forefathers. Right? It's a nefesh asher su b'charam. That's our job. Our job is to be so on fire in Yiddishkeit. To enter the brit, to enter the covenant means that not only do I have this feeling of newness and excitement and passion, but that I share that feeling and I inspire and ignite this with other people as well, to be able to be aveo al abrios, to make Hashem beloved on others. So my friends, what day is it? The day the Levim got the Sefer Torah, Klai says we want the Torah. It was only after really working hard 40 years immersed in Torah study and its trials and tribulations that Hayom HaZeni Etalaam, that they become a people. That's idea one. Idea two, it's the day they entered into the Brit at Arvos Moav, that this is a breed of surety. Hayom HaZeni Etalaam, today you've become a people. Today is your responsibility to not only to think about yourself, but also to think about others and be able to inspire and ignite others with the same passion and enthusiasm that you have, which is really important. In Chodesh Elul, you learn a nice idea, you hear a great story, you're inspired by something, go share it, go teach it. This is what our job is, Mekayim Nefesh Shechav Yisrael. Just like to take this idea of that Hayom HaZeni Etalaam, today you become a people, in this breed, in Arvos Moav, and it's a breed of surety, of Arevos, I'd like to take this idea one step further in a very, very powerful essay. Almost a little bit scary, I'll say that, but it's so we allow ourselves that. The Chochman HaMatzvun quotes from Deliot Yecheskel. And let's listen to it the way he says it. He says, V'yesh L'shom, verse 19. Tinach, I understand, L'inyin, mitzvot shebahem uvor, ha'itev etzorach sheyukichat al-shim, shein domesiyot mitzvot shosim otah tekef, l'tzivuyam epi Hashem, kimam harab mamash, b'li shinu v'garon otosefet. I understand that when you do a mitzvah, you should do it with passion, with enthusiasm, not hope. Av ha'mayinyan hu b'brit. What does that mean? Alright, so I understand when the first Rashi says that you should, you know, see today that every mitzvah you should do as new. I get that. But if you're telling me that this Rashi is referring to that what should be new, the brit should be new, the covenant should be new. Well, how is a covenant new? Like, you have a pact, you have a relationship, it's done, it's finished, invite her, move on. So again, I understand that every mitzvah should be new, but you're telling me here that the brit, that this pasuk is about the brit in Arvos Moav. So that should be new. That should be exciting. So again, we answered it by saying that when you inspire others, you should inspire them with this newness. Granted. But the question still stands, in what way is the brit new? V'arei brit nichrata b'shatav l'olam. The brit is in place forever. U'mayim mitzvah sh'teh brit chadashah ki l'ayom banu brit. In what way can we practically live that today I entered into the covenant? How does that manifest itself? V'lemeitimanu shabrit einin yanakutat brit b'vad, ela chelek b'mitzvos ha'shainu sh'mitzvos ta'asena ayidei brit, klomar kiyum nitzchi. So, it begins by saying that what it means is that when I do a mitzvah, I have to see the mitzvah not just as I'm doing a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is part of my relationship with Hashem. V'shekichol kiyum ha'mitzvah yebi kiyum ha'brit ha'kadosh baruch hu. So when I do a mitzvah, right, I light Shabbos candles, it's not just I'm lighting Shabbos candles, it's not just I'm keeping Shabbos, it's not just fill in the blank, kashrus. It's that when I'm doing this mitzvah, I am reigniting this covenant with Hashem. Why am I doing this mitzvah? Because I have a brit with Hashem, I have a relationship with Hashem. So when I do the mitzvah, not only do I have this passion and enthusiasm, wow, I'm doing this mitzvah, but it's a deeper passion and enthusiasm because this mitzvah is part of this rubric of a brit, of a covenant with Hashem. And part of this is, and here's the key, and here's the chiddush that he brings. Let's talk about it, let's develop it, and let's try to integrate it, its intent. When I have this mindset that I am doing this mitzvah and I'm entering into a brit with Hashem, so we spoke about that this brit is not just a brit about myself, it's Arevos. So on the one hand, right, 2a, the Arevos is with Klal Yisrael. This level, 2b, the Arevos is with all my future generations. That when I do a mitzvah, I have to understand that not only am I doing this mitzvah right here and now, But I am responsible for setting the seeds, for setting the scene, that my children, my grandchildren, Asof Kol HaDoros, are going to do this mitzvah. That the passion and enthusiasm and the what I instill in this mitzvah is something that's going to stay with my generations forever and ever. And this is Vabrit hu bemet ma'ilel yonah b'mitzvos l'chein k'shem sheyesh b'mitzvos atzman chiyuv shu b'nav k'chadashim k'enu gam b'brit sh'tei chadashav kilo yom banu imo b'brit u'b'brit zu b'kiyom mitzvos hitchi l'ma'avos. This is really what the Avos did. L'mane sh'ayir tzaveh b'navu b'nei b'eto acharav. Right, v'shamu mish, right? That this is the way Avraham Avinu taught his children, and that we are still, you know, reaping the effects of this relationship. And it works the other way as well, he says. And this is where it's scary. He says, when we're doing Torah mitzvos, or when we're not doing Torah mitzvos, we're not only living for ourselves, but we're also setting down a certain path for our children as well. This explains the Gra in 22. When Chazal say, Pesel Micha Avarim Yisrael Bayam, the idol of Micha went with Klai Yisrael through Kriyat Yamsuf. Well, hold on a second. Micha only existed hundreds of years later. And that's when they created the Pesel. So what does that mean, Pesel Micha went with them? It didn't exist yet. Ela ha-shoresh ish-tamach mimenu ha-ish Micha shavara Pesel hu shavari mahem. The root from which a person like Micha could come and serve the idol, that type of mindset within the person, what the person was thinking about, where the person was holding their vote as Hashem, that was already found at the crossing of the sea. Now watch this. It may not have been manifested at that time. The person themselves may not have been aware of it. But when you start having thoughts that are negative thoughts, that thoughts that deviate from Avodas Hashem, those thoughts have the ability to sprout forth generations later, people who no longer be able to keep the Torah mitzvot. And therefore, when we're talking here, L'meitim Anu in the asterisk in 22, Ki inyan abrit b'mitzvah na rak ma'ala b'vad, to have the idea of having a brit with the mitzvah, it's not only a higher level, ela chelek mechelkei ha-mitzvah v'shaveh lem b'onish v'schar. It's part and parcel of what the mitzvah is about, and that works for a punishment and it works for a reward. Kmo sh'adam chayav l'rav l'fachei ch'lo yonei sh'al v'rod etzvayim, just like a person has to be worried not to be over on aveiros, he has to be worried that kenu tzarich le'rav v'lechei ch'lo yonei sh'al'i omdo b'brit lo'lam. He has to be worried that he's not setting off something to ultimately derail. V'niya sh'ishtaresh bo v'avol sh'arish parei b'rosh v'lana asher yifra v'yishne b'daros habayim. You have to be very careful that in future generations no one's going to pick up on these thoughts and that little schism, right? You start thinking a little bit over time can turn into a great chasm. And that is, it's very intense. Works for the positive and for the negative, for schar and for onesh. That we are not only, and obviously the level of culpability and responsibility, it's complex, obviously. However, we have to be, for the best of our ability, and this is Erev Rosh Hashanah, we have to be able every year of this Cheshbon HaNefesh and Elul to say to myself, where am I holding, not only in terms, if my avoda, what my service is only on me and those around me, this takes it one step deeper. Hayom hazeh niyeta la'am. Today you've become a people. And a people means that you are not only responsible for yourself and for others, there's a certain responsibility for your children, your grandchildren. A nation is eternal, goes over many generations. And therefore, you have to have the mindset when you do Torah mitzvot that you are connecting yourself with the brit, with the covenant of God, and you have to try to the best of your ability to do the best of your ability, because not only does it impact you and your children who watch you, you are setting the standards and the, and you know, in ways that you can't even see. the seeds for future generations. And that's why we, every year in Elul time, have to ask ourselves, have I veered a little bit this year? Has my Shmiras HaMitzvot been a little bit more lax here? Has my Shabbos been a little bit more lax? So that my Shmiras HaLashon, and be able to get back on the track. Because what you think is just a small veering off the track, which for you it may be, you have no idea of the larger consequences that may sprout from it. And therefore, Elul is the time, Rosh Hashanah is the time to be able to put ourselves back and be able to make sure we are rooted and headed in the right direction. Okay, my friends, Hayom Hazeh Ni'et El Am, today we became a people. We became a people when we struggled and we wanted to stay for Torah. We became a people where we have mutual responsibility and responsibility for future generations. And again, recognize that there is responsibility and culpability, as scary as this may sound. Idea number 3:25. L'chora kavana b'chol p'sukim alalu, says Rav Goldstein in Sharei Chaim, al hayom yuchad shebo dibir Moshe al kol Yisrael ve'ein zeh yom utel. It's not necessarily the day Moshe Rabbeinu died. So what day is it? You should see it as if it's every day. It doesn't matter the day. Hayom Hazeh, which day? It doesn't have to be the day Moshe Rabbeinu died. It doesn't have to be the day that he made the Brit and Arvas Moab. What day is it? It's today. It was yesterday. It's tomorrow. That Brit is recreated every day. As Chazal say, we say the bracha, Notein HaTorah, the giver of the Torah, every day. And it's a mistake to think that the Torah is, God forbid, like a Sefer Historia, a book of history, that it was. No, it is. Metzius HaTorah V'Abrit, in the squiggly, Mitchadesh V'chol Yom. It's rejuvenated every single day. And this is the reason why it's called Torah's Chaim, Kim Chayinu, this is our life. Because the Torah has to be looked at, and the Brit of the Torah has to be looked at every day as new. Rav Asher Weiss quotes an idea that he quotes in a number of places. You can see this is an idea that really speaks to him. He says, quoting Rashi, Rashi explains the word today refers not to a specific day which Moshe delivered this message, but Israel, rather, it means that each and every day must feel as if we just now enter into a covenant with Hashem. Constant renewal is the key to remaining fresh and energetic in Hashem's service. Otherwise, even the most enthusiastic religious observance will eventually descend into the monotony of a dry routine. And here's the idea, he quotes in the Emerald. The Pishnetzer Rebbe once lamented the fact that, albeit blessed to be born a Jew, he never had the opportunity to convert to Yiddishkeit. Rather than having been born and raised in Hashem's service, he would have preferred to have been able to show Hashem his eager willingness to serve Him by making the conscious decision to convert. To some extent, we're indeed able to convert ourselves to Judaism each day anew. A convert must commit himself to observing the entire Torah. If he presumes to accept the entire Torah, or with the exception of even one detail of any mitzvah, his petition to convert is rejected. So too, we must make a new commitment every day, firmly resolving to observe the entire Torah, leaving no detail of any mitzvah forsaken. Thereby, we renew the covenant Hashem made with our forefathers on Har Sinai, and are converted once again to His service. Hayom Hazeh, which day? Each and every day. Now let's try to understand this idea a little bit deeper, my friends. There's a very interesting Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, Source 27, Birkas Mordechai quotes, V'chiyov to yom, nitna Torah l'Israel. Right? Today you became a people. Today? Do we get the Torah? V'alo to yom sofar bim shanaya. This was the end of the 40 years. Rather to teach you, Shechaviva Torah lomdeh v'chol yom v'yom. The Torah is beloved on those who learn it every single day, as if today we got it. Amar Rabbi Tanchum b'reid Rabbi Chia ish kvar Akko, teda. This is similar. Sharei Adam kara kriyat shema shachris v'arvis. Person who says kriyat shema, kablod ha'mokot shemayim, except the yoke of kingdom, in the morning at night, and one night he doesn't read it. He doesn't say kriyat shema. It's as if he never said kriyat shema in his life. That's the equation here. You should feel like Torah is new and special every day. It's as if one day, one night, you don't say Kriyat Shema, it's as if you've never said it. What's going on here? So, first of all, we became a people 40 years ago. Why is the Torah emphasizing Hayom Hazeh? And second of all, what's the comparison to Kriyat Shema? And how do I understand this? The person said Kriyat Shema in the morning. He just didn't say it at night. It's as if he never said it his whole life. I mean, give me a break. That was my added. So he says the following. Obviously, in 28, he said, obviously a person gets chara, gets reward for every time they say Kriyat Shema. When we say it's as if he's never said Kriyat Shema, it's not as if, okay, you've messed up once, so the 3,422 times you said Kriyat Shema don't count. Now, of course, you get a reward for every single time you say it. That's not what we're talking about. Aval ad kama shenogei hadavar legavra, im natun hutachar ol hamaisa. In this case, it doesn't exist. Which means, right now, is he under, I hate to use the word influence, it has a different connotation, but is he under the influence of Kabbalat Ol? Is his night going to be impacted from his Kriyat Shema? By missing that one Kriyat Shema, it's as if he's taken out a major aspect of his life. Aval halo ata paraket ta'ol, valshad prika sa'ol, oi Kabbalat Ol machut shamayim, valshad azov adai, sharei ki lo karek Kriyat Shema miyamav. Because at this moment that he has not read it, he has lost this aspect of Kabbalat Ol. He's missing something in his Avodas Hashem. Right now, he has a lack, he has a hole. What does it mean as if he's never read it? It means that all those other Kriyat Shemas are going to fill in for this lack right now. Of course he gets credit for it. What does it mean as if he's never said it? It means it doesn't help him all the 342 times that he said it. Because right now, he needs that koach of Kriyat Shema, and it's missing from him. It's a void that can't be filled. Gam Am Hashem in the asterisk. Eino Am Hashem rak mipnei shetmol hayakah. The reason that we're part of the Jewish people, or the Jewish people exist, is because yesterday we were the Jewish people. Of course we're here forever. Woe to the people whose whole existence is only because of what happened yesterday. I'm an Am Hashem today because I made myself an Am Hashem. And we become renewed and rejuvenated every single year. We're different. It's a whole different vort. And that's because of the Chavivos HaTorah, the belovedness of Torah. It's as if today, Mamshich Oto Maimet Ar Sinai in the arrow, it's as if we bring the giving of the Torah today. And he says, Shekein Maimet Ar Sinai Huzeh HaNitzrach Kedei Li'olam. Har Sinai is what makes us into a people. Yes, it was 40 years ago. But I can't be a nation today just because of yesterday. I need to be a nation today because today I'm listening to Hashem's voice. Today, as if I'm standing and receiving the Torah. Hatmol no sevus chuyot luschar. Hatmol helps. Yesterday helps me for reward, but when it comes to my personality, when it comes to being Eved Hashem, ain't I yom shoev elamin hachshav? Where do I gain this ability to have this newness of my avodas Hashem? It comes from right now, not from yesterday. Ben adam mayu tchutcha b'shazu. We have to ask ourselves at every moment: are we drawing from that wellspring of newness to feel the Sam Hashem, as the Tam V'Das brings down? V'nir levar kavanah ma'amar seshu v'tel adam l'italo b'avodah Hashem yibrach b'chol yom v'yom. Every day we have to feel as if it's new, as if today we're entering into a covenant with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to receive the Torah, and to strengthen ourselves in that way. And that no one day is like another. The fact that I said Kriyat Shema yesterday has no impact on me saying it today. Every day is a new day. Every day I'm new. And everything I do is new. So here we have the question, which was our secondary question. That's very nice. That's very, fluffy. But practically, you know, I've said a bracha thousands of times. You want me to say a bracha new today? I've learned for hundreds of hours. You want me to be learning new now? Like, how can we integrate this? So L'titcha Yom quotes Rav Shimon Shechem Zatzal, and he says, 31, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that a person always wants newness. And when things get old, that doesn't motivate him. So the Ubos HaOlam, the nations of the world, take this idea and they create new isms. Communism, socialism, nationalism, pick the ism you want. And they do this because they need to have newness. They need to have freshness. We clearly understand that Torah is eternal. We don't need to make Torah new. What we have to do is we have to feel the newness in Torah. And he says this is something that is part and parcel of who we are. We're shoaif tamid l'chadesh. We want things to be new. You like to wear new clothes, and you like to, you know, change your house and decorate it. This newness is something that's part of us. So take that teva, take that nature, and instead of redecorating your kitchen every few minutes or years, whatever, redecorate your avodas Hashem in the same passion, your brachos in the same way. Take that which is part and parcel of us and use it for Yiddishkeit. This idea of something that's part and parcel of us and being able to channel it is the way that Traga offers this. And he says, V'ra'inyan shel dover chadash v'chidushim hu amed b'merkaz chayei adam v'kinuto. Newness is something that we are wired with. And old things don't really, you know, appeal to people. Right? You ever seen, the new and latest and greatest cornflakes, right? It's the same cornflakes. They just changed the color of the box. It's new. Wow, new cornflakes. Let me try this one, right? We're drawn to that which is new. That's how we are. That's a teva of a person. So he says, this is Gevaldik. He says, you'll say to me, we like things that are new. But, you know, how can you have newness in things that repeat itself over and over again? So he says, listen closely in the arrow. We find in our lives that physical things, even though we repeat it continuously during the day, throughout our lives, like eating and drinking and sleeping, they don't get disgusted in our eyes. And a person has a teravon, they have an appetite and a desire, and it's pleasing to them. So he says, think about this. Anything that a person needs, even if it's just to keep yourself alive, Hashem wired us in a way that things that we need to survive, it's going to have a feeling of newness and freshness. Right, why don't I say, you know, I've had fish for dinner every Tuesday night, right? That's what we have at our house, fish and rice and soup. So aren't I tired of fish and rice and soup? So the answer is no. It's tasty. I like it. And I have an appetite. I don't say, oh gosh, I ate it last week. I say, wow, this looks like really yummy salmon. This looks like really yummy, you know, vegetable soup. Then I eat it. And I don't, oh, why? Because this is the way Hashem wired me. That I need to have a desire for food and for these things, because otherwise I would never eat. Oh my gosh, I eat already. Like, oh, I can't eat again. No, I can eat again, right? So if this is the way we're wired, that Hashem has created within us, that's something that we need to survive, Hashem has made it, that I have a desire for it, because that I need to eat, I need to live. V'im l'tzarchei haguf ha'gashmi kein. If Hashem has wired this in my fish and soup, for sure He has wired this in my avodas Hashem, that even though I've learned this before, I'm hungry for this now, and because I'm hungry for it, I have a desire to do it with that gusto and that appetite. So, okay, you tell me, says the Datraga, that this is the way Hashem wires me, that just like I have a desire to eat dinner even though I ate dinner last night, I have a desire to learn Torah even though I learned Torah last night. I have a desire to say brachos even though I said brachos. Ulama Lenu is Bernay in 33, but to ain't our Margashim, but how come we don't feel this? Velo Hashim, Shabateva Gufenu, Tavua Kohazel, or Gishla Hushan, Avatam, by Ravis Limit of Torah, for Ray Tainu, Tabasa Devar, but the Gavar El Yonama Od. So he says, well, that's very nice, but I don't see it practically. Like, why isn't this so? So he explains the following. He says, Have Omer in the Arab. We are here for the long run. And the way we're wired, what we see, what we hear, what we experience, is in order to bring us to the next world. So I have a little secret to tell you, he says. This is very fascinating. Our eyes are able to see things that are spiritual. Right? Pull that door. Our ears are to hear, you know, things that are holy, to listen to Avodas Hashem. This is the way, this is a natural state. The natural state of the way we were created, right? We were created Yashar. The way Hashem created us is to want to do Avodas Hashem B'Simcha, to have a desire to be able to do it. What is our job? Avoda sa'adam hirak lo lekalkel. Lo lintot me'aderech hasula ulevakesh l'shmonos rabim. If you come back to, you know, people like going back to nature. If you like to go back to your core, you will see this is the way we're wired. Our problem is that we start contriving things and we start derailing ourselves, that we've gotten ourselves into such a fix that we don't know what our natural inclination is. We can't access the core part of us that wants to learn, that's hungry to learn, that has those bright eyes of a little child who's taken in everything. Our cynicism, our sarcasm, life has made us callous, and but if we can be able to pull that off, you know, the Sfarim said that was the greatness of Sari Minu, 100, like 20, like 7. She never lost the enthusiasm of the 7-year-old. She never lost that desire. That's what we have to get back to. That inquiry, desire. Umatai makom litmoech nidrash madam shedivrei Torah yu b'chol yom b'nafka chadoshim. It's not a wonder. How can you look at Torah as new? Because it's nothing you have to work on. It's nothing you have to create. It, you just have to make sure you haven't messed it up. You're right. If I have to work on it, it's going to be hard. But if it's natural for me, I just have to make sure that I knock down all those blockages. And then it'll become the natural thing. That the Torah is Ava B'Tanukim Pshuto K'mashmo. There's nothing more beloved than Torah. This is the Orachaim HaKadosh that Tiva Torah brings down in 35. Shimayu b'nei adam margishim b'mesikus v'arevos tuva Torah. If Klai Yisrael, if a person would feel the sweetness of Torah, hayu mishtakim mitlati nachareya, they'd be crazy running after it. And all the money in the world would be nothing. Ki haTorah kolela kol hatovos shebaolam. The Torah includes all the goodness in this world. You know, there's a very famous mice that just very briefly, the hour is late, of a boy who went to Rav Steinman, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. And he asked Rav Steinman, he said, have you ever tasted a steak? Rav Steinman says, no. Not even sure he knew what a steak was. He says, do you want me to go out and buy you a steak? Rav Steinman, who lived such a frugal life, said no. He said, let me tell you, a steak is really tasty. I like steak. And he went through a number of foods. I was telling Rav Steinman he really likes these foods. He says to Rav Steinman, this is what I like. Torah doesn't speak to me. It doesn't fill me. It's not sweet for me. Steak is something that I like. Torah is not something that I like. And this is this question to Rav Steinman. What should he do? So Rav Steinman said to him, imagine somebody has honey. And they give one person honey, and the person says, the sweetest you could imagine. And then they give a second person honey, and he says, sweet? This is terrible. Who could eat honey? So you turn to that person who says that the honey is terrible, and they say, do you have any sores on your mouth? And sure enough, all over their tongue and their mouth are sores. When you have sores on your mouth, the honey doesn't taste sweet. And he said to this boy, you know why the meat tastes good to you and the Torah doesn't? Because you have sores on your mouth. Right, when you speak Lashon Hara, when you don't use your mouth properly, when you don't use your eyes properly, so then it's going to be tainted and you're not going to feel the sweetness of Torah. But if you don't have sores in your mouth, the natural state is connection. The natural state is sweetness. And that's our job. Hayom Hazeh Ni'eita La'am, today you become a people. Our job is to be able to get back every day to that core of wanting and desiring Torah, as the old Moshe describes in 37, that imagery of like fish in the sea, that even though they have all the water in the world, when it rains, they come up to get another drop. Right? You ever feed birds? Right? Seagulls, ducks, lomashanehu? Right? You start feeding them, boom, suddenly swarms come. That's the passion we need to have for Torah. That's the natural hunger that we have for food. There's a natural hunger for Torah as well. Final idea, my friends, in the time that we have. Hayom Hazeh Ni'eita La'am, day they gave the Shevet Levi after 40 years, only after struggle can become a nation. The second idea, it's the Bris and Arvos Moav. Today you become a nation. Mutual responsibility for those around you. Give them the passion, the enthusiasm. Make Hashem exciting for others around you. Keep in mind, you have responsibility also for your descendants as well. That weighs on you. That's the newness, the covenant at all times. The third idea, Hayom Hazeh Ni'eita La'am, when? Every day. Every day you have to have the passion. Every day you have to feel like, today, it's new. That fish is new. The chicken is new. I sit down to eat breakfast. I sit down to eat lunch. I have an appetite for lunch, but I just ate breakfast. Lo Mishanah. That's the way Hashem wired me. Make sure we get back to that original wiring, that Hayom Hazeh, every day. It doesn't matter if I said Kriyat Shema in the morning. If I didn't say it at night, I'm missing something. There's a void. Every day I have to create myself as part of Am Yisrael, re-accepting the Torah. The final idea is in Siva Shalom. He says, that V'yesh Lamar, source 40, Shemirumas Mazeh, B'myuchad Gan Layom Bo Ni'et La'am. There's another reference here, that there are two specific times, two hayoms, that we become a people, and they're continuous. One is Shabbos, and one is Rosh Hashanah. Shabbos is referred to as hayom, Shabbat hayom la'Hashem, right? Hayom timsu, lo timsu b'tzadeh. Shabbos Kodesh is a kritat brit with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Every Shabbos we have a new covenant with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? We have this, lasos that's a Shabbos l'darosam bris olam. Every Shabbos is a new breeze with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's our job. That the mitzvah of Shabbos is we have to feel like Shabbos is new in our lives. And in 42, that any time you have Hitchachos renewal, you have this idea of the Brit and you have this idea of the passion. Or Chaim HaKadosh says that every Shabbos, Hashem looks at the week and says, okay, I created last week, but there's no, you know, shorty that I'm going to create the next week. Every week, Hashem redecides to create the week. Every week, there's Yitzchachos, there's renewal. Every Shabbos is a Kritat Brit. Every Shabbos is a Kritat Brit, he says in 43, through Ahava, through love. And that's our job. Hayom Hazeh Ni'eita La'am. Today you become a people. What day? Shabbos. Every Shabbos we should focus in on what is it like to have a brit with Hashem. What is it like to sit at Hashem's table? What is it like to have this relationship with Hashem? Shabbos is screaming out at us each and every week. I'm new. It's a new relationship. It's a new week. I'm new. There's Yitzchachos. There's renewal. Shabbos is not, oh, I just had Shabbos last week. It's a new Shabbos. It's a new experience. It's a new relationship. And likewise, Hayom is referring to a Tevnitzavim Hayom, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Kitav was always read before Rosh Hashanah. Hayom Hazeh Ni'eita La'am. Today you've become a people. Today you have entered into Rosh Hashanah, into a new Kritat Brit. And that Kritat Brit is Hamlachas Hashem, is making Hashem king over you. And we know, as the Arizal says back in 42, that every Rosh Hashanah, it's as if right before Rosh Hashanah come, Hashem destroys the world and recreates the world. Again, Yitzchachos. and every Rosh Hashanah. This will be through Yira, through Od 43. Every Rosh Hashanah, we crown Hashem as King, and we enter into a new Kritat Brit, a new relationship with Hashem. Hayom Hazeh Ni'etel Am, today you've become a people. Yes, it's referring to every day, of course. But on a very deep level, we have to be able, not only every day, but to have certain signposts during the course of the year to remind us of reigniting this covenant. Shabbos is one of those times, and that's why Shabbos is a time of community, as Nesiva Shalom says. We daven b'tzibur, and we have shiurim, and we invite people over. It's a very much a day of the community, because it's a day reminding ourselves that we are making a brit with Hashem as part of Am Yisrael, the recreation of the next week. My relationship with Hashem has to be deepened every Shabbos. And every Rosh Hashanah, as we've spoken about, Rosh Hashanah is about B'toch Ami Anochi Yoshavet. This woman, the Isha Shunamit, did not want to be singled out. I'm among my people. Rosh Hashanah is to be able, as a unit, as a group, as a tzibur, to be Mamlech Hashem as Melech. Vayhi Bishurim Melech B'taseif Rosh Hayam Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. When does Hashem become a Melech? One of the Pesukim in Malchios, B'taseif Rosh Hayam, when we come together, Yachad, when we're all together. That's the unity that we need to have to enter into the spirit of making Hashem the King over us. Bottom line is, my friends, Hayom Hazeh Ni'etel Am, every day we become a people. Our responsibility is to live with newness. Our responsibility is to take the challenges in life and enable those challenges to make us stronger. The Torah is Meshoch Avdecha, is part and parcel of who we are. Our challenge is to be able, in Hayom Hazeh Ni'etel Am, to be able to have that mutual responsibility for other people and for future generations. To look at every day and check our mouths. Do we feel the sweetness of Torah? If not, the problem is Nani. The problem is us, that we have to feel that this is natural to us, just not mess it up. And ultimately, we have these moments during the week and during the year that reinvigorate us with this covenant, of that every Shabbos we should sit down and we say in our davening, V'shamu b'nei Yisrael to Shabbos, right? That's an oath, breathe, it's a covenant to say, wow, Hashem, what it's like to be the Am Hashem. What is it like to be the nation of God? Rosh Hashanah, the Am HaNifchar, to be recreated again with my tafkit, my job to Mamlech Hashem as Melech. The more we feel the passion and enthusiasm to be part of this nation, to feel the communal responsibility, to feel how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wired us, the more passion we feel, the more we make this a mantra, Hayom Hazeh Ni'etel Am, it should be as chadashim, new to us, the more we're able to inculcate this in the month of Elul, it will have an impact on us, and Yirtzeh Hashem, entering into Rosh Hashanah, and throughout every day of our lives, newness, rejuvenation, freshness, and our Avodas Hashem takes on an entirely different dimension.